Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem Gimel 143. This Tehillim is the fourth and the last of a series of kapitlach that are focused on tefillos that we say in a time of feeling distress, a time of feeling hostility, and we ask Hashem for protection from enemies. Who exactly are these enemies? There are people that are trying to bring us down. It could be nations or groups that try to destroy the Jewish people. It could be individuals within the nation who are trying to destroy one another, such as in the story of David HaMelech, where he was pursued not only by non-Jewish nations, but he was pursued by the king, Shaul, and King Shaul's men, who worked tirelessly to bring David down, and ultimately what they wanted to do was kill him. These enemies can also be enemies from within, literally internal enemies. It could be averos, sins and mistakes that we've made in the past that come back to haunt us. It could be society's limitations, or that which we perceive are society's limitations that we put upon ourselves. It could be anxieties that we have within ourselves, guilt feelings, all that we have that keeps us from being the best we need to be, that tells us that we can't when we really can and we really should. At least we should try. And with that, let's begin Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Mizmar LeDavid, a song by David. Hashem, Shmas Tfilasi, Hashem, listen to my prayer. Ha'azina El Tachanunai, incline your ear to my supplication. Be'emunascha aneni b'tzidkasecha. With your faithfulness, answer me with your charitable or merciful justice. We ask Hashem to listen to us, not because we feel so worthy of being answered, but we appeal to Hashem's charity. Hashem, please answer us, take care of us. And we appeal to Hashem's faithfulness to us, that Hashem is faithful. But we also appeal to Hashem's faith in us, meaning Hashem, help me, because you have faith that I can do more. You have faith in me. And this is similar to the idea that Rav Kook brings down in Olakra Iyah, where every morning we say Moda Ani Lefanecha Melech Chai V'Kayam, that we thank Hashem for returning our neshama, and we end off with how Hashem has so much faith. Rabba Emunasecha, how great is your faith. And Rav Kook explains, how great is your faith in us? You gave us our neshama back because we have remarkable things to do today. And therefore you return our neshama to us in the morning because you have so much faith in us. Now see in this pasuk the juxtaposition, the connection of emuna, faithfulness, Hashem's faithfulness to us and in us, and the concept of tzedek, of righteousness. The fact that Hashem keeps his word, that in itself is charity. That's tzedakah. The fact that Hashem believes in us that we could do something that we haven't produced yet, that is tzedakah. That's charity. And we continue with Pasuk Beis. And we need you, Hashem, to look at us in that way, because v'yal tavo b'mishpat es avdecha, and don't bring your servant into judgment. Because no one is free of guilt before you. We need your tzedakah. We need your righteousness, because there's no way we will, by virtue of justice, be able to stand before you. Now let me ask you, are we so terrible that no one can stand before you and be free of any guilt? But you know what? The reason we say that is because you know our intentions and our thoughts. We may be doing the right things, but Hashem, you know that maybe even though we're doing the right things, they're not perfectly thought out in the right way or with 100% correct intentions. And not only that, Hashem, you know how good we could be. And therefore, even if we may be doing very good things, you know that it could have been even better. So really, no one is free of guilt before you, Hashem. But as the psukim continue, we're answering, why am I not maximizing my potential? Why do I still feel like I'm not as good as I should be? Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Ki radaf oyev nafshi, dikala aretz chayasi, because the enemy is pursuing me and crushing my life force to the ground. And it could be literally they are pursuing me and have physical limitations, but it could also be that they've taken away my chiyus, my life force. As Rav Hirsch explains, the dikaon, the depression, they take out that which is living within me. Hoshivani b'machashakim, he has put me, or they have put me, into dark places. Kamesei olam, like those who have been dead forever. They're putting me in places where I feel dead, meaning I just can't move. I feel so limited. And now stop for a second and ask yourself, who are these enemies in your life? Who are those external or internal forces that keep you down? You might realize that many of these forces that keep you down are your own anxiety and your own guilt and feelings of low self-esteem that you build within yourself. But Pasuk Dalet, let's continue. Vatisa teif alai ruchi. So my spirit within me has become faint, so weak. Besochi yishtomeim libi. My heart feels desolate within me. I can't think, I can't feel. I mean, we're getting into a state of terrible depression. Pasuk hei. Zacharti yamim mikedem. I remember the days of old. You know, when depressed people talk, they can't think about the future or plan for better days. It's even hard to deal with the present with clarity. But it's the easiest way to begin is focusing on the past. Hagisi b'chol pa'alecha. I concentrated on all your works. I really thought about what happened in the past. B'ma'aseh yadecha asocheach. And I think about the works of your hands. Rabbi Hirsch explains that when one thinks about the works of God in the past, the soul comes to understand that it too is itself a work of God, a living thing created, formed, and trained by God himself. And it is as such that he dares to meditate upon himself and to give voice to these thoughts. So the meditation that Rav Hirsch is suggesting is not meditating on all your mistakes and not meditating on all the people that have hurt you in the past, but rather meditating on that which God has done for you in the past, the fact that you're still here, and focus on that, and then you can get to Pasuk Vav and deal with the present. Peirasti yadai elecha, so I lift or I spread out my hands to you. Nafshi ke'eretz ayefalecha, my soul is like a thirsty land waiting for you. Selah. Think about it. It's that cadence that says, don't go on yet. Stop and be ready to accept all that Hashem wants to give you. Try this in that Selah moment. Peiras to Yadai, I spread out my hands right now as you're listening. Take your hands, open them up, and spread them out. And now make sure that your hands are not facing down. You're not blessing anyone's head right now. Face them up. And hold it in that stance. I am ready to receive. I am so thirsty. And when you're ready to receive, you will see that there's so much that you do have that God can give you. And you have these wide open arms ready to receive. Pasuk Zion. And with that, you get a little urgency here. Maher, aneini Hashem. Answer me quickly, Hashem. Kol saruchi, my spirit is anxiously awaiting. Al taster panecha mimeni, don't hide your face from me, v'nim shalti im yordei bar, and I will be compared to those that go into the pit. I am not going to be in the pit. I am not going to be in this place. That's for dead people, not for me. Pasuk ches, hashmi'eni baboker chasdecha, let me hear your loving kindness in the morning. I'm ready to hear about better days to come. And notice now, the Meshorer, the singer, is focusing on the future, waiting for the morning, and not just focusing on the night or yesterday. Also, if you look at this, it says, Hashmi Eini, help me listen, let me hear the morning. It should say, show me the morning, let me see the morning. And Rav Hirsch explains, what David is asking here is not necessarily that he should see outward, visible signs of better days. We may not be at that point yet, but at least let me perceive the return of Hashem's love. Let me perceive the fact that it's coming. Ki v'cha batachni, for I have trusted in you. Hodi'eni derech zu elech, inform me of the way I should go. Give me direction. Let me know what is my next step. Ki elecha nasasi nafshi, because to you I have lifted my soul. And the Mitzvot David says, what does it mean I have lifted my soul? It means I'm looking up. I am not looking down anymore. If you look at when you're in a place of feeling really bad about yourself and about what's going on, automatically the head goes downward. You can even see on the street people who look like they're not so happy at the moment. But as soon as you lift your head up and you have your hands up ready to receive, you're in a whole different place. And therefore, I'm going to figure out my next step, because I'm going to see what you want me to do, because I'm picking up my head. Pasuk Tes, Hatzileni me'oyvai, save me from my enemies. Hashem, Elecha Kisisi. Hashem, I have covered myself with you. The Radak explains that in the past, I've gone to other people with my complaints or discussing what's wrong, and I've gotten explanations that haven't been good for me. So now I just turn to you to help me. Or alternatively, we could read it like this, as Rav Hirsch explains. Because of you, Hashem, I have covered up everything else. Meaning, I have drawn a curtain over all of it, over all of what my enemies have done. I've drawn a curtain over all that I've had to suffer at the hands of men. I have sought to curtain it off from my consciousness by allowing all of my relationships with others to take second place and occupying myself solely with thoughts pertaining to my relationship with you and my upward striving to you. I'm not spending my time focusing on suffering of the past, because I am now going to move forward and focus on the future. Pasuk Yud, Lamdeni lasos ritzonecha, teach me to do your will. Teach me how to think ahead instead of just thinking backwards. Ki ata Elokai, because you are my God. Ruchacha tova tancheni be'eretz mishor, with your good spirit, lead me on an even path. It's as if I want to feel you're blowing me, you're moving me forward with your wind. It's like a ruach tova is that good feeling that you get. And when you get that ruach tova, that good feeling, it just propels you to move forward. The Ibn Ezra explains it like a boat. You have the wind that moves the boat forward to its destination. If there's no wind, the boat can't really move. But at the same time, the boat has to steer. So the boat can have wind, but if it doesn't steer, it could go anywhere and even in circles. So we ask Hashem to send us this ruach tova, this good spirit, but also to help us direct the boat, to direct ourselves in the proper direction. And as you're going to see, the ruach tova, the good feeling, is now going to be replacing the ruach ra'a, the depression feeling that we started off with. And I want to move forward, Yud Aleph. Leman Shimcha Hashem, Techayeni, for the sake of your name, Hashem, bring me new life. I want to move forward. B'tzidkascha, here we get again, with your righteousness, Totzi Mitzara Nafshi, take my soul out of its distress. Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, Uvachastacha Tamtzis Oyvai, and with your kindness, cut off my enemies. Let me get rid of all that's holding me back. Va'avadata kol tzorei nafshi, and all those who oppress my soul will cease to exist. Ki ani avdecha, because I am your servant. I am committed to doing your will, and therefore help me. And so when I become clear that my mission is to be your servant and feel your chesed, then what will happen is my enemies will start ceasing to exist for me. And this concludes the series, as we said at the beginning, of four prakim that really focus on building ourselves through tefillah during times of struggle, pain, and conflict. These songs give us the words to describe our difficult feelings and also gives us the words to talk through with God so that our connection to God can help us move forward during these difficult times. And I want to end off with taking you back to Tehillim Kuftes Zion 116. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskoli tachanunai. I love it that Hashem listens to my voice, my supplications. We may think that Hashem really loves when we talk praise, when we sing praises to Him and we talk about how glorious our life is and we come from a place of tremendous simcha, of tremendous happiness, where we clearly see Hashem in our lives. But at the same time, Hashem also loves those tefillos that come from the place of pain, where we don't see Hashem so clearly, and we're not at this moment so comfortable with our lives. And may these tefillos of challenge that we just learned bring us to the last six tehillim of the Book of Tehillim, which are tefillos that bring so much joy and praise. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.